everybody, and welcome back to Christmas Clatter, the podcast that celebrates everything that makes Christmas special. It has been a few months since I've been here with you guys, and I have sorely missed it and missed being with you. And before we get started with the episode, which we'll be talking about the 2023 Hallmark Dream Book for this year, I got some housekeeping stuff to do. It's like, where have you been? And I've had a few people reach out to me on social media. They're like, hey, you doing okay? I haven't seen you post anything. I haven't seen you do anything. And that's because I needed a break. It's really hard for a Christmas podcast guy to admit this. Next month will be 4 years of Christmas Clatter. And I was kind of getting a little tired. I don't want to say this out loud, but I have to be honest with you guys. I was kind of getting a little tired of Christmas, and I didn't want to get tired of Christmas. So I had to step away for a minute. I had to step away and just kind of get some distance and think about some other things for a while. Because it's been, you know, for the most part, all year round for nearly 4 years. And so I just kind of had to just kind of step away and refresh and do something different for a little bit. And I kind of took up this hobby. You guys, if you've listened to Christmas Clatter in the past, you know, a few years back, I started selling some t-shirts on TeePublic and stuff like that. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed making some t-shirt graphics and stuff. And so I kind of started doing that again. And then I take everything to 11. That's some of my problem is I take everything to 11. And so I started making some like non-Christmas t-shirts. And then I thought, well, maybe I could sell some like on Etsy or something, you know, print on demand kind of thing. So I set up a store and started doing that. And as soon as I make a one sale, I'll let you know how it's going. But I've been doing that, you know, and really enjoying it. And it's not a Christmas store, but I will have Christmas t-shirts come the holidays for those interested. But, you know, I call it Merry Moth. So it's got a little Christmas name in there, and you can find it on Etsy. And one thing I came up with is I started doing some like retro designs and stuff, and then I came up with this porch swing therapy shirt. I know in the South, the porch swing is a awesome place to be, and just love sitting on the swing and or on the front porch and just, you know, talking with, you know, your friends and stuff. And so I start kind of this whole like porch life, porch swing kind of thing. And I have a few shirts in those lines. And that led to a conversation with my friend Ken Smith. You guys know Ken. He's from Faces to Places podcast and the North Pole News Dispatch. And I was telling him, you know, about my porch life, porch swing therapy kind of t-shirt lines. And he seemed to really like it. And he's like, you know, that would make a great podcast. I was like, yeah, that would be cool. You know, just a couple people sitting around talking about stuff. So if you guys need more me and Ken in your life, join us on the porch. Hi, I'm Todd.
And I'm Ken.
Do you ever feel like you need a break from the fast-paced world around you? Do you miss those relaxed, casual conversations you used to have with your friends? Well, look no further than On the Porch, the podcast where I join my friend Ken to sit down, chat, and catch up on anything and everything.
We'll share our thoughts and opinions on a wide range of topics, from our favorite TV shows to our latest travel experiences. With a cozy porch sitting and a laid-back vibe, On the Porch is the perfect podcast to kick back and relax with.
Also, we'll be sharing stories, opinions, and unique perspectives on the world around us. On the Porch is the perfect way to take a break from the hustle and bustle of everyday life and feel like you're hanging out with some good friends.
Every week, join us on the porch to talk about everything under the sun.
All right. So that's what I've been doing. Me and Ken record every week and we put out an episode. I think we got three episodes in the hopper now. It's available wherever you find your podcasts that you like, Apple, Spotify, Google. The only one that I'm not sure that's up yet is iHeart, because I haven't got any confirmation from them yet. So it may be up. I just haven't looked. And so me and Ken start doing that. And literally, we talk about whatever comes up. There is a couple of themes, mainly food and music and animals. But had a lot of good laughs already. So if you guys feel inclined, just hop on over there. Listen to On the Porch with me and Ken, and we'd appreciate it. It's just something we're doing for fun. We're only on Instagram, on the social medias. Facebook's coming, but we're not going to do a big social media campaign. It's just something that it's really just an excuse for me to get together and talk with Ken. So yeah, you know, so that's really how that stuff goes. So, but guys, we're here to talk Christmas though. Those are things I've been up to. Oh, one more thing about Christmas Clatter before I forget. Everybody wonders about my schedule. And I've tossed 1,000 things out there, and I know what I'm going to do. I'm doing this episode, and then my keepsake club box hasn't come in yet. But when it does, I will do a live stream unboxing of that. It will not be a podcast episode. It'll just be a live stream on YouTube. And then Christmas Clatter will kind of go dark until Christmas in July. And then I'll do every other week until October, then weekly through Christmas. And then April of the next year, when Hallmark drops the Dream Book, I'll be back for a couple things, then back for Christmas in July. So basically I'm moving to, you know, the last half of the year for Christmas Clatter with a couple things thrown in for the Hallmark releases. And I just feel that's kind of best for me to keep from burning out on the Christmas subject so much that I truly love and really hit the highlights. So I wish I could do it every week. And for those Christmas podcasters that podcast every week, God bless you. That's a lot, you know, but just being me, it's kind of like just so many other things going on, so many interests that I have that I want to take two. Plus two, weather's warming up. And for those that don't know, I like to do some woodworking out in the garage. Can't do it in the winter around here because it's too cold. So spring has sprung, so can't wait to get out there and make some sawdust. So, but joining me again on Christmas Clatter are the guys and gal from PTV, Arnie, Doug, Ben, and Sherry. They have been so kind to join me again to talk about the Hallmark Dream Book this year. So let's talk about the Dream Book, guys. Hey, PTV. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Hi.
Man, I watched you guys live stream last Monday. For those that didn't see it, go back and rewatch it. They went through the Dream Book once already. And here we are 2 days later. And they're willing to go through it again. These guys
never tire of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I really enjoy. Before we get into the Dream Book, I just had this thought. You guys, I feel a kinship to you guys because I know you like the paper copy of the Dream Book like I do. The PDF is okay. The paper copy is better, but it's like one of those things that every time you look through it, there's something new and different that you didn't see before. It's like, where was that ornament this whole time? You know? Yeah. And I just can't wait to get my hands on a paper copy. Cause you know, I get the PDF and I blow it up as big as I can on my computer screen so I can see all the details, and it's still just not quite the same.
How far is like, your local Hallmark? Reading
a book. Yeah. It's like reading a book. I prefer having a book in my hands to, as say Kindle
or electronic copy on your iPad.
It's not the same.
How far is your Hallmark store from here?
It's only like 8 miles up the road, but they haven't had any they haven't got their books yet. So,
oh, really? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And you're right by the Crystal Palace of Hallmark. I mean, it's the next state over.
Well, it's in the same state.
It's in the same state.
Yeah. It's still like eight hours away, you know. But, you know. No, in fact, since I didn't get my box yet, I had to wait for I did have a bootleg copy of the Dream Book, but I wasn't sure if it was 100% correct. So I didn't want to fill out a wish list, you know. So what I did was I waited till the Friday the official PDF came out and basically on a spreadsheet made my wish list. And I had to work, so I sent my wife up there to the Hallmark store when they opened at 10 o'clock to turn it in. And she had already been accepting wish lists from people that had the Keepsake Ornament Club box and stuff. And I ended up getting a number 11 on the list. So that wasn't terrible for someone not having a book, but, you know.
The
only ornament I'm worried about getting is that Nutcracker Nifty 50 one. I think I'll get the other ones I want, but.
Well, if that is the case, people have done.
So,
yeah, just let us know. The Nutcracker Nifty 50.
Yep.
Oh, the special edition. Yeah, Hallmark. Special. The special editions, really different this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But, oh, Ben's already got tired of us.
Yeah. He already tapped out.
Plugging his computer into power.
Oh.
You gotta have the power.
Yeah, I understand that.
You got it?
Wow.
Yep, we're good.
Alrighty. All right. Let's open up the Dream Book and take a look. I really like this design. You guys talked about the advent calendar and design, and I really do like it. I like it has that kind of retro feel to it. And
yeah,
it kind of looks like the wall from Laughing.
Yeah, it does look like that. Yeah. Yeah, it actually does. Now I can't ever look at it the same again, Ben.
Sorry about that.
The wall from Laughing. Oh, God, it's game shows. That's right. You guys like game shows. I thought it was a game show.
Oh, Doug, you are too young.
I'm getting old and crusty up there.
Well, I'm glad they did this cover. I was kind of getting tired of ornaments hanging on a tree because it almost was like they just lost any imagination. So
yeah,
this cover is pretty good. I'm gonna go ahead and there's a lot of great facts and stuff through the start of this book that people really need to take time to read and not really gloss over, but this is, I guess, the first pages of the ornament. And for those that watched PTV Monday, I did message Arnie, told him I was still in his circle idea, because I don't want to grab that. So, this page is. This was, of course, this first page I saw, and I was just blown away, and it set the whole tone of rest of the catalog for me, especially over here on page six, I believe it is. No, page seven.
Yes,
page seven.
Yeah, page seven. Yeah. Because you have these special editions, and this is the Nifty 50 Nutcracker I was talking about just a minute ago. That was the first thing I saw. I just love Nutcrackers, and I was like, I have to get that one, and. I've been collecting
like Nutcracker?
Yeah, I do. And
my youngest son.
Yeah. And I've started collecting, of course, there's a lot of Nifty 50s. I just started collecting them the past few years and thought about going back and getting some of the ones I missed. And then I thought, I don't know if I really need to do that or not. You know,
so. You have to pick your battles when you're collecting Hallmark.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no kidding.
I've collected lots of things over my life, and I'm one of those completionist collectors that have to get every piece, and that's a real internal struggle with me, you know, not to
go back. I can identify with that.
We can all relate to that. Yeah. You want to make sure you have the complete set.
I mean, when I realized it was back when I was hot and heavy collecting Funko Pops, and they had the Funko Pops for The Office, and then they had a two-pack of Michael and Toby, I believe. And you could buy them both individually, or you could buy them in the two-pack. They were the same thing. And I had them individually, but I was like, well, I don't have them in the two-pack, and the two-pack's different than both of them. And it's like, then I kind of caught myself. It's like, yeah, but they're exactly the same. There's nothing different other than they come in one package instead of individuals. So that's kind of like.
That is the elitist completist in you coming out.
Yeah. So
it's kind of like that itch you can't scratch.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. But and then the cozy critters, we've always get those because, I mean, we're not like bird people, but them things are just always so darn cute you cannot pass them up. That's just basically it. That's the only reason, you know, to get them. But what stood out on this page for you guys?
Definitely the nutcrackers.
Yeah.
The 50-50s. Well, no, the glass ball for me.
For me, it was also a creature was stirring, the miniature one.
Oh, down here?
Because I'm big on the miniatures.
Yeah.
That's where I spend a lot of my money.
Yeah,
those big are, on mini.
Big on mini.
The oxymoron.
Yeah. Some of those miniatures are fantastic. And Doug, you said the glass ball is at this 50s one down here, the one you're talking about.
Yeah. It just looks elegant, clean, and very typical, old fashioned. Because that's you know, we almost all grew up with glass balls.
Yeah.
Or baubles, if you're from England.
You know. And
the only reason I ordered that one was because we're giving it to some friends of ours that just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and they wanted that. Mm-hmm. So I said, that'll be our gift to you.
Yeah. You know, and that's one I seen looking, but I never, you know, till just now, never paid that, you know, close attention to it. So that's definitely one I'll have to keep my eyes on and see it. Especially if it looks really vintage, I'll probably get it.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, it looks like Ken has a problem with collecting too. He's got 53 percolators.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he's a percolator guy.
Yeah, lots of percolators. Yeah, he likes the percolators, and it's fantastic.
I'll keep my eye out when I go to places if I can find something.
Well, he got me wanting a percolator for Christmas last year. I don't drink coffee. But I was wanting to buy a percolator so I could percolate coffee for Christmas for whatever reason, you know. And I was like at an antique store and asking him about percolators, you know. And I was like, well, maybe there's this. It's like, my wife's like, what are you wanting to buy a percolator for? I'm like, to percolate coffee on Christmas. And she's like, you don't drink coffee. I'm like, yeah, but other people do, and they might want it from a percolator.
So, it's like Tom Hanks and his typewriters.
Yeah.
My wife could be speak for that. Yeah, my wife could get into that typewriter thing. She's been wanting a typewriter, but she wants it for her crafting things, so that way she can get legit type on the stuff she makes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Here's this. Now this page I love because, like I said earlier, I am digging the nutcrackers. And
that's lot there.
And this noble one here is the one I put on my wish list. These other two are great, but I like classic looking nutcrackers. I don't like the occupational nutcrackers or the 12 Days of Christmas nutcrackers, or I like the more classic looking soldier drummer boy.
That's kinda interesting. He and Jeremy would get along with that.
Yeah.
Because so, Jeremy yeah. does not like all of those those other ones either.
Yeah.
I really like the young Santa there too on the sled. That's what that's the one on this page that we circled and we put on our pictures. And I started that one because of you, Todd.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
One more collection.
last year, me and my wife were talking before the Dream Book even came out. We're like, I wish we could start a series from the beginning. And I'm like, I do too, because it's like I never start them till like they're five deep already or something. And and then it wasn't a few weeks later, I got my Dream Book from, and I saw the Young Santa and, you know, first in series. And I'm like, I found the one we needed to start collecting. And she's like, yes. And so this one ended up on my wish list as well, just so I can keep rolling. And I did see that he made the bag. You know, you get the free Hallmark bag when you go in and buy your ornaments. And I saw Young Santa did make the bag. So,
yes. So. Well, it was the new series, one of the new series last year that they were pushing.
Yeah. It's a good
one. Well, and because of you, that's the one I started my brand new granddaughter on.
Oh, man. I should be getting Christmas commissions on these Young Santas.
We're not sponsored by Hallmark, but.
But we will cash the check. So.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But the Santa's on the other side with the real clothes. I mean, they're like the size of Barbie dolls.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I bet they're exquisite in person. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, we have to pick our models.
Yeah.
Because I like that snow, but.
Doug, are they different from the ones that were that they had last year?
Yes. I don't know. But I mean, the reindeer, they look huge.
Because I know they're not big. They're not big, because I got the Santa and the reindeer last year for my daughter-in-law who likes Christmas. So
they got loops on them to hang, but that, you know, they still could be taller than. So let's say I can't even read that description. It's kind of small for my old eyes.
Okay, we've got a couple of people who are watching us who also like the little Young Santa ornament.
Oh, fantastic!
One likes it for the small dog.
Well, I appreciate it. My comments have frozen on me, so I haven't been able to see what was rolling in. So,
yeah, we've got it over here. We've got you covered on our phones.
I appreciate it. So, yeah, but that Young Santa, I agree. These Father Christmas, they're going to be amazing. I can't start anything else right now. Well, I say that, but as soon as something else comes along that I really want, then I'll be able to start. But I just feel like I have enough of this kind of thing that it won't hurt me to pass.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I do like the house down here. I didn't put it on my list, but I do like it. And
that's the 40th edition.
Yeah, I know.
That's 40 years. Oh no.
Yeah. And that's just, and then this I guess is a dollhouse in limited quantity. I'm sure that'd probably be a tough one to find if anybody's into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Another Polar Express bell. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How many Polar Express bells do we need?
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel that way about several things in the Dream Book. But we'll get to that there here in a minute. So, but I was, you know, these first few pages are just fantastic, and they have this is a new series coming out, Cute as a Button. I guess these are hamsters, not chipmunks. You know, been better if they were chipmunks.
That's the one I'm starting this year.
I would if they were chipmunks, but not hamsters.
Jessica over here is saying, just take my money.
Yeah. Yeah. These are cool. These are cool, but they kind of remind me of some, I think you guys touched on it Monday. They kind of remind me of some older mouse ornaments that they had. almost like they took the pose and took off the mouse and put on, you know, a hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I've got one of the mice on a button sledding down like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's fairly common for people that, that make collectibles like this. You know, I go back to Funko because they're what I have probably the most knowledge of. And they'll do that a lot. They'll do what they call a head swap, where they take a body from somebody else, repaint it, and then put a new head on it, and then, and then sell it as that character. And just to, I guess, save money for mold, you know, molds and stuff. So, but yeah, these are cute. But like I said, if they were chipmunks, I'd be all in, just not digging the hamsters.
The ones directly below that, though, are the Cookie Cutter Christmas and Seasons Treatings. Those are two series that we've been doing for years.
Since the beginning.
We have, my wife has a bunch of these cookie cutters, and I think my mom buys her one every year. So we didn't put it on our wish list because we have a feeling that one will be coming.
God bless mom. That's great.
Yeah. But yeah, this Seasons Treatings, I really like it. And don't tell anybody, but I'll probably get this for my dad. He just loves trains at Christmas time. And this would be right up his alley, you know.
Yeah, we have a whole tree dedicated to trains.
We have a whole tree dedicated to trains. How many ornaments are on the tree? 400?
I have to look that up.
400? No.
It's a 6-foot tree. It's a 6-foot tree?
Yeah, it's not 400.
It's 200 ornaments.
Oh.
It's a 6-foot tree. 203 ornaments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still 200 ornaments.
That's it's a lot of trains. He's been eyeballing. He's been looking for a train set to put. They do a nostalgic tree that's kind of done like the 1950s. He's been looking for a train set to put around the base of it to run. But he hasn't found anything he quite likes just yet enough to do it. So
tell him to build one. I know we've got a friend who built a tree stand that looks like a snow covered mountain that his electric train goes through.
Oh, nice.
Around the bottom of the tree. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. That would be, I could tell him. He's retired though, and he probably won't do that. These Toy Maker Santas are cool. They've been around for a year or two.
Oh, God. A lot of time.
Yeah. I have a few kind of random ones. I don't really remember where I got them from exactly. But one thing I do like, and there's a couple other ornaments here, is not knowing which color variation you'll get. I do like that. I wish they would make one of the colors more rare. That way you actually feel like you got something. I don't know if they do 50-50 split when they run production on these, but I kind of wish they'd make, you know, like a 1-in-6 or 1-in-12.
I don't want to do that. I don't know what the split is on that.
Yeah.
It's a production engineering thing. It's a cost.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, for people that collect, I know it's kind of a pain, but it's kind of nice if you can get one that's a 1-in-6 or 1-in-12. That way it feels like it's just more than you just got the different color, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of got something that had a little bit more rarity. Then you've got to it. Yeah.
You've got your Frosty friends there, Ben, on page 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, is that Frosty friends? No.
And right next to it.
Right next. Yeah, there it goes. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that is Frosty and his little penguin pal this year for 2023. It's the 44th edition, and I have all of them.
Oh, wow. Is that the longest running series?
Yeah. It is. Yeah. If you look at the little red ball next to that, it says it is their longest running series.
Yeah, there you go.
Then the year Tom and I were married.
Yes. Yeah. I love the fact.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they have all the little bits of trivia in this dream book.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch.
I do too, because I did a few podcast episodes where I had to come up with trivia questions and on like Hallmark ornaments and stuff. And that stuff's hard to find the answers to. And so I was just trying to, I don't want to say guess, but find old copies of Dream Books and dig through them to find out, you know, when was the first licensed, you know, characters and when was, you know, this released and all that. And this book showed me I got some of that stuff wrong, you know, and you know, I feel like I got to go back and apologize to people, but that stuff's just hard. It's hard to find, you know, the exact things like that.
Jessica here is saying that she needs to add some cookie cutters and seasons treatings to one of her Christmas trees. She hasn't had any since her mom passed away 5 years ago, and she would always give her one, and now she has them. So yeah. Jessica, definitely catch up on that. And also Alex says, first time I've ever turned in a wish list at Hallmark. There are a few ornaments I really want.
Oh, wow.
Good, Alex.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the wish list is definitely the way to go. I used to just kind of wing it, and then you end up getting frustrated.
We did it for years, yeah. And we lost out on a few we always wanted. Yeah, that's why you turned to eBay.
Yeah. I have a couple gnomes up here. I believe these go together. The one with the letter is. Limited quantity. I will not be getting these because they have to do with mail, and I see enough mail in my life. I don't need it on my Christmas tree. So, but they're pretty cool. I kind of dig the cupcake, the house on the cupcake.
The cupcakes are nice.
Yeah. My sister-in-law would dig that. She's a cupcake fan. Well, who isn't a cupcake fan, really? But it's just the first part of this calendar that's kind of like the Hallmark, you know, themed ornaments are. Hang on a second, my computer just did something really wonky. There we go. I think all my comments just rolled in. They had frozen up. So I believe this is the page. And then it jumped a page on me, I believe. Or did And this is the experience. Already. Yeah, we're back at it now. All right. Have a. The Sandman.
Sandman.
I remember he's pretty cool, but this is one I just hadn't wanted to start. Like we always say, like you guys would say, you got to pick your battles on some of this stuff. And generally, this is going to be kind of not good for Christmas, guys. Generally, I'm not a snowman fan anyway. There's a very, you know, I'm picky about my snowman. So I just don't jump into snowman stuff right off the bat. I just have to see it and look at it. But in general, I'm just not a snowman fan.
It's interesting. We have a snowman tree, but Doug always says that I'm very fussy about it because I think that snowmen should not have feet.
Right.
Like a snowman.
I agree with that. The snowman with legs like these.
Yeah.
I'm not fond of those at all.
No.
You know, I would prefer more something like this here, you know, with the painting, you know, kind of thing. But generally these little like ones with gumdrop hats kind of thing. I guess these are lights.
Yeah, those are light.
Those I like because they're simple.
Yeah.
These snowmen I like because they're simple, you know. And
we want to get them for our half tree, but it's like I think it's a price and how many?
Yeah, it's $40.
Yeah, year, so
that's a little rich. It's a little pricey.
Yeah,
and you're already going and But you know, when you see them in real life and they're lit up and then you're looking at them, you're like, Oh, but we can eat them for that tree.
I know. I know. Our local Christmas store, the old log cabin, they have like some peanuts lights, Charlie Brown, and they're just, they're too expensive for me to buy. But when I see them and they're on, it's just like, why can't I just buy them and enjoy them because it looks so good? But it's just like,
yeah.
But
again, you gotta budget properly.
Yeah, you definitely do. Here is the Christmas window. This is I think this is a club exclusive here. I have a few of these, and again, I don't know where I picked them up from or where I got them at.
Some of them came in kits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's probably where I got them from. I know a lot of people, some of them I know I got from yard sales, because I'll go, and if people have like a whole bunch of ornaments, I'll just, like, how much for the whole box of stuff? And
things.
And
Doug does that all the time.
And so then it's like, I'll just pick through it. So yeah, me and my mom thought we had a great, we did have a great lead. Someone had in Columbia, Missouri, which is about 4 hours from here. My aunt lives up there, and she called my mom and said that a friend of hers daughter works at the Goodwill, and someone just turned in like 400 Hallmark ornaments. And so we got a hold of them. We tried to buy the lot sight unseen. She said they were all still in boxes, and we tried to buy the lot sight unseen and go up and get them, but we couldn't agree on a price. So she's like, well, just we'll just piece them out individually next Christmas, because they got them after Christmas this past year. And it's like, dang it. You know, I didn't know we had no idea what was in there, you know, so we were just trying to, you know, get a price to where we would feel comfortable, or we wouldn't take too big a hit if it was just all like, you know, football players or something. But, you know,
yeah, kind of like storage clothes.
Yeah. So we thought we were doing her a solid, you know, that way she wouldn't have to put them out and price them. But here's the stocking stuffers, and it's another one of those with the alternate color.
Yeah.
See, I prefer the teal stocking, the one in the little window, over the other one. And then, again, that's what I was saying. I wish there was like a 1 in 6 or 1 in 12 chance. That way that one would just be a little bit more special. But
yeah.
Yeah, but the blue one has the Nutcracker in it.
But the blue one is also the
third in the series.
The third in the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had to get that because it was a series, and it's like, yet another series.
you can't stop, you know, got to keep going. But this one, Christmas, I can't even say it right now. Anyway.
Commemorative.
Yeah, again, my Southeast Missouri sensibilities. But I kind of like it. I'm not sure exactly what that design. It kind of gives me this like Scandinavian feel to it a little bit, and
except that it's pink.
But I like those leaves, and
yeah,
I don't know what it is. I'm trying to explain why I like this thing, but I can't tell you. I just do. It caught my eye.
You gotta see them personally. I see what you're saying, because that color is. Again, they've taken pictures of the actual engineering of them. These are not the real ornaments.
Right.
These are the sculptures.
Yeah.
So when you see them in person, they actually look, it's not just because they're photographed. Mm-hmm. These are not even the real ornaments. They're the actual production sculptures. That's what you're watching. I was watching a video about this.
Well, that's good to know. That's why they look so much different.
Yeah.
Then, because I've always noticed that you see something in real life, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So when you find one that's amazing here, then it's even extra, you know.
But sometimes you go into the store and say, oh my gosh, this looks hideous.
Mm-hmm. We've done that. We usually always take back at least one from our list. We look at it. It's either a weird size, or we're like, ew.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, it just... It didn't tickle my fancy, so it's like off the way it goes.
Yeah.
We've actually, almost every year we take back one, but we always get two or three off the wall that was not on the list.
That's where I run into trouble because when we get the more officially licensed stuff in the catalog, I'm kind of ho hum about it. But when I see it hanging on the wall there at the store, it is a whole different story. Another cozy critter.
Yeah.
Blue Jay. Definitely on the list. I do like the Cardinal stocking here. The winter Cardinals, it's pretty cool, but probably pass. We have a lot of we collect a lot of Cardinal stuff. Winter Cardinals, Christmas Cardinal stuff. One, Cardinals are really popular around here because of we just have a bunch of actual Cardinals and St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. You know, we have several fat red Cardinals just live in our backyard, and my grandma collected. Yeah, they are, and my grandma collected Cardinals, so I always have some of that stuff around. It kind of reminds me of her. You know, she collected Cardinals, and my grandpa, he collected Turtles. So we kind of have a little bit of both kind of in their their memory, you know. So,
Ken is saying, there's my birds.
Yeah.
Birds.
But was not impressed with the toucan this year.
No, I wasn't either.
No.
I just didn't get it.
It might look different in person, so you really can't tell.
Yeah, it might, but I still don't know if I want a toucan on my Christmas tree.
That's fair.
You know, I mean.
What if the cereal with that toucan on it?
Yeah, Fruit Loops. Yeah, if it was Toucan Sam, that's a whole different story. I mean, I had many Christmases with Toucan Sam.
They already have Toucan
Sam. I have a Toucan Sam tournament.
Yeah. You know, me and Toucan Sam go way back, but just the regular old toucan. I mean, I do, like I said, I do like the cozy critters in general. I don't like birds at all. They give me the creeps. And as a mailman, they poop on you all the time and attack you. So, you know, so I stay away from those things as much as I can. So, but
have anyone flown into your little car?
Yes, I have. In fact, we had a carrier. Oh. We had a carrier just a few weeks ago. Went to open up his in the morning, do his inspection on his truck, and there was a bird in there. I guess it had flown in when he was unloading, and he didn't know it, and he just shut the door, and it stayed in there all night and like made a mess everywhere. It was still alive and. It flew out as soon as he opened the door, but it's like, oh, geez. But, yeah.
I had a bird fly into the hallway at the school yesterday.
Oh, dear Lord.
It took us a while to get him out.
Yeah. The worst are those swallows that build those mud things on the side of the house because they'll swoop at you to get you away from the nest. And they'll follow you for a long way before they'll quit swooping at you. And, oh, my gosh. It's like. If I had a tennis racket right now, you know. So good thing these cozy critters are so cute because otherwise I'd probably pass on them.
Todd, your wife is calling you out. He says, don't let him fool you. He has a soft spot for birds and dogs.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. Yeah.
Oh, and Ken says to ask you about your attack by a raccoon.
Yeah. I'll tease that. If you want to know about my attack by a raccoon, listen to the first episode of On the Porch Podcast where I tell the story. So, yeah. Yeah, I think it was
okay. Maybe we'll have to go back. Gotta download that podcast.
Yeah. Well, I think it was the first episode. If not, listen to the second episode. Yeah. But that was something. But how about the Snowtop Lodge? It's not the Mod Podge Lodge, but it's the Snowtop Lodge.
It
again, it's pricey. So yeah. It's going to be one of those things of let me see it first and maybe after Christmas.
Yeah, because we did see the video when they posted it up on Facebook because, you know, they're pumping it all up. And we actually saw that in the artist. And I'm like, ooh, I like. Yeah. But it's just so much. And again, picking your battles and after Christmas or 75% off. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. When I see these. These remind me of Jim Shore stuff for some reason.
Yeah. And yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And when I see that, I think I'd rather have something like that from Jim Shore. I mean, they're pretty.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
Yeah. But, and I'm not a big Jim Shore fan. Some of his stuff's weird, but generally.
I like his stuff.
Yeah. I don't like his checkered Snoopy ears.
No,
he makes Snoopy ears checkerboard, and I just can't handle it. He uses
that checkered pattern on a lot of things.
I know, but not Snoopy's ears. You know, but I miss seeing him by a day last year when we went to Bronner's in Michigan. The day after we left, he was going to be there signing stuff, so. But
there's that retro Santa.
Yes, this retro Santa. I did not get him last year. And he is back, and I'm so happy. I'm glad Hallmark, they don't do it a lot. I mean, they do it enough to notice, but I love it when they do a re-release of something and to give people some chance to
that's the exact same Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's back for 2023.
Yeah.
It's okay. The same one.
Yeah, he's available.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. You know, now I say that, I think I put him on my wish list, but I think I might have picked him up. I'll have to check. I can't remember.
We definitely got him last year.
We got him. Yeah. Plus, we got the reindeer.
I did get the reindeer. I didn't get it in store, but CJ, a friend of mine, listener of the podcast in Canada, was able to get the reindeer at his Hallmark store up there, and he mailed it to me.
Wow.
And I paid him back for the ornament and for the postage, of course, and I threw in just a little extra, not much, but just a little extra for his trouble, because that one bummed me out big time, I do like these retro ones, but this retro piece here, I just doesn't, I mean, it's cool, but I just don't know how much
I
really.
I have to see it. I was saying this.
Yeah, I got to see that one in person. Yeah.
When you get these really big behemoths, you got to they're almost table. They could go on a table more than an ornament. They're more like a little sculpture.
Yeah.
So, and then again, they're really pricey.
That they are. I do like this one. I didn't put it on my list, but I do like the Santa looking at the list with a toy bag. It's nice. It's kind of a classic, Santa. And can't go wrong.
And the teddy bear is a nice touch.
Yes. Yes, it is. I have a feeling once I see this one in real life, it's probably going to be going home with me, I imagine. But there's just a few things. Anything on this page just really stand out to you guys extra?
Not really. No.
Not really.
These two, but really this one.
I like the mice with the hot cocoa.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. So
yeah, I didn't put any of these ones on my wish list this year.
No, yeah, we passed. I thought we got the little mouse and hot cocoa.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't. We'll maybe see. Who knows?
And I'm sorry, but that birch hair. That birch hair. To me, looks like he's getting ready to plop a
He's
poop.
Pooping.
yeah,
he's pooping. Yeah, he does. I didn't like how he looked, too. Yeah. And then that giant snowman.
With his giant legs.
He'll leave some big chips behind.
Some wood chips behind.
Yeah. Well, to me, he looked like paper mache newspaper more than birch. And so just didn't look quite right to me. But, I mean, these snowflakes always way better in person than they are in the picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, they look you know, I never consider them when I see them in the catalog. But when I get in store, I'm always like looking at them, thinking, do I or don't I? But I don't. I rarely do because just so many other things going on. All right, here's on this page. I got the Basset Hound Rain Doggy last year. I grew
this
up.
This is page 18 and 19.
18 and 19.
Yeah.
Called Holiday Fun on both pages. It's a spread. So yeah. For the listeners. And
we didn't select anything on these. Didn't,
I mean, they're all holiday fun. It's all your little, not really locker room humor.
The one that caught my eye, though, at the bottom of page 19 was the eggnog machine.
Yes.
And that's because I thought it looked like a cigarette machine from the 60s.
I did too. When first time I saw it, I did too. I thought, that's a cigarette machine. And then I saw it said eggnog and I said, well, it don't even look like a soda machine or a coffee machine or anything like that. But, you know, that's what I thought too. And
I did put the pull my finger snowman on my wish list for my 9-year-old grandson, because what 9-year-old boy is not going to,
yeah,
you know, not going to have fun with that.
Oh, yeah. Please. That's the sensibility of a 9-year-old.
And then the three up there, again, the artist talked about them and they're gorgeous. But again, it's like, wow.
Yeah. I did put the rain doggy on our list. I got the Basset Hound last year because I grew up with Basset Hounds. We always had a Basset Hound at the house. And then I saw this bulldog and I'm like, he's too funny. Because the Basset Hound was, especially in real life, was just absolute knockout. So this
I like that.
Yeah.
The Basset
Hound,
yes.
So this Rain Doggy may be one of those collections I started inadvertently without, you know, thinking about it. So.
Is this the first in the series, the Rain Doggy?
No, it's not a series.
Yeah, it's not an official series. Okay. I don't know if they have any before that Basset Hound or not, to be honest with you. I haven't really looked into it yet, but that Basset Hound caught my eye. The Jingle Bell Rock, there's been a few like these before, and we have one that's a single rock. It's kind of the same thing. It's like the one in the front with a hat, and you know. So it's kind of, I don't want to say a rehash, but I guess a reimagining.
Exactly.
Definitely don't want a hippo.
No.
And I'm not a real big fan of this one. I guess it's like the Florida Georgia Line song, Lit for Christmas.
Let's get lit.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
I like it, but maybe it's 75% off.
Yeah.
It looks like Hallmark had a rain doggy in 1987.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh, but there's nothing listed since then outside of last year's Basset Hound.
Huh. Well, that makes me feel better.
Wait a minute. Let's see here.
Sherry's doing a quick Google search here so we can stay current on what we might have missed in our past.
Oh.
Yeah, there was one in 87. Rain Doggy Jack Frosty.
Donna made an interesting comment, and that is that the one right below the rain doggy is Santa on a dragon, and it reminds her of the electric water pageant at Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I see that. I see that.
It just looks like Santa is riding Nessie.
Yeah. Yeah. It had the Loch Ness Monster vibes, but with Peter Magic Dragon color scheme.
Yeah. But, you know, it could be a combination of both, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah. Just believe. I'm not sure what you're supposed to just believe, but, you know.
Yep. Yeah, which one?
Saying they're riding on the Loch Ness Monster. But, you know, some people ask me about this one over here on the corner because I have to tell them that's not a nutcracker. That is a toy soldier and there's a difference.
Yeah.
So
there is a difference.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, I really enjoy the, we're getting into the officially licensed stuff, and we're going to kind of go through this stuff quick because I know you guys put up a lot of trees, and one of these days I'll be there. I put up, I think, 9 or 11. I can't remember what we did. And so I know you guys theme your, you know, a lot of your trees, and so some of this officially licensed stuff really helps you do that. But for me, my trees are themed. I just don't have enough of the official licensed stuff to like have a, you know, Christmas vacation tree or anything like that. And I found myself years ago, my regular tree getting overwhelmed with a Christmas story and a Christmas vacation and officially licensed stuff when I was so much happier with all the ornaments on the previous pages that weren't just, you know, movie IP or cartoon IP.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I like looking at all this stuff, but my desire to get it is kind of low. Maybe, you know, when I get to the point I'm ready to do maybe a Christmas movie tree or something, it'd change, but I think I might have enough, you know, because it's like how, you know, if I'm not doing a Christmas story tree, how many leg lamps do I want on my regular tree? You know?
Yeah.
And
ask Arnie. Major award.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a right. Major award.
It happened like 2 years ago. We just looked at him and like, okay, we have way too many that is taking the one tree. And it's like, well, we can put it up there. And we actually have.
So we have one tree that's all Christmas story. Uh-huh. Including the Red Ryder BB gun that sits underneath it.
Yeah. We got someone gave me a used one. We have a gun that's leaning against it.
Yeah. See that I would. Go ahead, Ben.
Doug and Arnie, do you keep every single one of your Christmas story ornaments on there, or do you have like one or two that make it to your nostalgia tree next to where Doug nests for all the season?
No, every single one.
All of them go on the tree now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be that Doug would have it in his little area.
And then I found out I can't just cram all the ornaments I want just in a 2 foot by 2 foot or a foot by foot. The tree will lean and it'll just be ornament on top of ornament on top of ornament. So I finally said, you know what, that will have to go, and it eliminates how the tree looks now. And it just, it's fun. Yeah. It gets to be overwhelming.
Yeah. I have a few, you know, a few of them, like I said, but to me, I'm just not quite to that point that I need to buy a whole bunch of movie stuff. And I said that the other day on your guys' live stream, I'm not real big on these pop ornaments either. I get it.
Yeah,
I get
why they're doing it. I'm not either. No.
You know, it's like, especially like this cousin Eddie in the RV with him popped out the top. It's like, you know, if you're going to do a movie something, do something like the sled or Ralphie down here, something that actually took place in the movie. You know, this was not an actual, it'd been better if it was a, you know, separate character and vehicle, you know, set kind of thing.
But, you know, in their defense, that is Hallmark and Funko trying to co-brand and expand their brand. So I can't blame them for trying.
No.
It's just, it's not for me.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame them either. You know, I'm sure, you know, Funko's not in the best spot right now because of, you know, the economy, you know, I don't want to turn this plague. Economy really needs to be rocking and rolling for people to want to buy Funko Pops a lot, you know. Yeah. And so they're trying to do what they can, you know, by licensing. Yeah.
What's that? I think that will be the case for a lot of these licensed ornaments too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I get it. They, you know, they're going to give, you know, they're going to sell their license to Hallmark, and Hallmark's going to do what they can, and, you know, both hopefully make money. But I just, it's just not what I'm digging right now.
Yeah.
And like this elf house, I'm sure people will like it. It just, it doesn't really have anything to do with actual elf.
Yeah. It doesn't speak to it.
Yeah. So, and I get this, cartoon character elf, you know, to make it more licensable character. And I have a few of these. In fact, I few years back, they had the Son of a Nutcracker ornament in this shape, and I got it, and I just, instead of hanging it as an ornament, I put it, because it's big enough, it stands on its own, I put it on my Nutcracker table, you know.
Okay.
And so, but I mean, it, like I said, it's cool stuff, and I will gawk at it when I see it on the wall, but it's just, any of this licensed stuff just doesn't quite grab my attention like it once did.
Yeah. We've got Alex here who said he would want a Bob's Burgers ornament.
Yeah. I bet he would. He's got a big Bob's Burgers poster. And then they got these, I don't want
to say. They're all available now.
Yeah. All these are available now, and I don't want to say they're generic, but they're just kind of.
No, they are generic. They're pretty. They're good to commemorate celebrations. They're marked with a date.
Yeah.
And that's all we really need to say about these, because they do similar ones every year.
Yeah. There's nothing really crazy about them. I still wonder if there's somebody out there that's just got to get the baby's first Christmas ornament every year, and even though they don't have any kids or something crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
No. And there's just more of the family pictures, personalized, you know, self-branded kind of things on these pages. They're all fine, you know.
There's a purpose for them.
Yeah. Although the penguin picture frame is kind of cute. I'll give them that, you know. That is a sweet little penguin. But, you know. They have their market. You know, you put out the babies first. That's a guarantee you sell this many every year kind of thing.
Tech Troublemaker just mentioned if there's a Ted Lasso ornament, he'd have it. Pay attention, Tech. Yeah, it's coming.
Come on. Yeah. Hang on, Roy.
It's coming.
Yeah. I do like the sisters one with the cactuses. I mean, I'm not a sister, but I do like this one. And
the concept is cute, and if your sister's great, I'm not a sister.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying this. I have two girls, two daughters, so I'm thinking about buying this because it pertains to them. You know, so, but one on this page is this vintage angel, and I believe it goes with that Santa and the reindeer that we talked about earlier.
That's very coveted right now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely on my list. The Saint Joseph, I didn't understand what that is.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that felt that way.
It looked like kind of looked like a
Geppetto.
Yeah, kind of like a Geppetto, almost like
if you cover up his body, he looks like a hobo.
Yeah. What's that? What was that cartoon from the 90s that Spielberg did? Anastasia. Kind of looks like a character from that or something.
Yeah, I can see that.
He looks like Rasputin.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
I'm not feeling it.
I don't know. I don't remember anything going with it from last year, but you know, I could be wrong on that. But on the past few pages,
it looks like he's trying to impress a girl with the flowers in his hand.
Yeah, but what is he holding in his other hand?
Maybe an eggnog.
Looks like a blowfly.
Could it be lumber, being that he was a carpenter?
Maybe. I just expect to look down there and see the words Con Air on it.
Greatest actor ever could scream the alphabet and keep audiences enthralled. But yeah. Oh man. Now, this page had a few cool things on it here that I know you guys really enjoyed.
28, 29. It's all about that mixer. Yeah,
yes, the mixer. That mixer is. Yeah.
It is awesome.
Yeah, that mixer is it.
That's right, what it there. Looks like, man.
Looks like a blow dryer. Sherry like really zoomed in on her phone, and it does look like a blow dryer.
Yeah. I want. I can't wait to see that ornament. For those listening, stay tuned.
We just need to see out of curiosity in person.
This is what the website says about it. Recall Jesus's earthly father with this Christmas tree ornament of Saint Joseph, the patron saint of workers and fathers, wearing a brown robe over a green tunic. The beloved saint holds a carpenter's square in one hand and a bouquet of lilies in the other.
Okay. Okay. It's a okay. carpenter's square.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
All right.
But I don't know that it goes with anything.
It goes with Clairol.
You guys are making fun of Jesus' dad. I like the concept of the hairdryer, though. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll might have to live stream from our Hallmark store when that comes out for a detailed analysis of what it looks like. Yeah. So I doubt I'll buy it and bring it home. You know? So, but
yeah.
It's yeah. This mixer stuff. Is, this mixer ooh, is very cool. Awesome. You know, I miss that miniature mixer from last year. I missed that one until I saw it on your episode. So then I went out and grabbed it. And I wonder if, I know they're always a year or so ahead. So I wonder if that was kind of, you know, like a preview of this, since this is a full size one.
Probably.
Yeah. Which I hope so, because then I have high hopes for a miniature coming down the road here. In a few pages. Yeah. And things. But the beach one's cool. We love the beach, and I really like this one. But we always get our beach ornaments when we go to the beach. So
yeah. That's a great concept. Yeah. Get it to where we got so you have a memory.
Yeah. Yeah. So the gardening one's cool. I'm just not a gardener. I guess those are succulents. So
those succulents, and Sherry got that for her niece who likes succulents.
Yeah.
Or my will wife, be getting
no,
it.
My not my niece.
Or your daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have any nieces or nephews. My bad.
I have no nieces.
My wife, for a craft fair she did this year, made this welcome sign, and it was a wood cut out of a succulent, and it said "Welcome suckers" on it. And, it was really cool.
Yeah, we definitely need a rim shot for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sewing machine's really cool. I really like it. Don't tell my mother-in-law, but she'll probably end up with that one. Yeah. but other than the mixer, you know, this page, I've been seeing a lot of these vintage signs everywhere. So I guess they're kind of the new... These light, you know, kind of arrow light signs.
Yeah.
I guess they're really getting popular. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like very Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like hotel signs or like a, you know, skate rink sign or something.
From the 50s. Yep.
Wasn't real fond of old Charlie Daniels reindeer here playing his fiddle. not really sure what that's about. But the mixer really stands out on this page over everything else.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it is by far and away the best. And then have some more dated stuff. We're getting more into the kind of like Warner Brothers officially licensed with the Looney Tunes, mm-hmm. and Animaniacs kind of stuff.
This is what, page 30 and 31. I know Doug and I passed on all of these.
Yeah, we just passed. It. Like, they always do a Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. I mean, which is, you know, a staple and retro cartoons.
I did put the Tom and Jerry one on my wish list simply because it reminds me of childhood and Saturday morning cartoons with Dad.
Yeah. Of all these, I really like the Tom and Jerry. I didn't put any on my list. I have an Animaniacs one that's similar to this.
I do too.
I have plenty of Scooby-Doo ornaments already. I have plenty of Looney Tunes. My mom is the type of person, when she finds out you like something, she will buy you something like that for a long time. And so I have so many in the like mid, late 90s, I had this kick where I don't really know if I think I mentioned that I liked Tasmanian Devil. So I ended up with about 24 Tasmanian Devil Christmas ornaments over the years. So I kind of got my fill of Looney Tunes, even though they are probably one of my favorite, you know, cartoon franchises.
Yeah.
And I do like this Wile E. Coyote, Batman.
I think two of my most favorite Looney Tunes ornaments that I have is one of Speedy Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And the other one is of the frog.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. I have
Michigan J Frog.
Yeah. Michigan J Frog.
I have one of Elmer Fudd sitting in the barber chair and Mickey Mouse massaging his scalp.
You mean Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. Sorry. And,
mixing your IPs.
Yeah, mixing my IPs. And, but that's like one of my favorite ornaments, you know, and I just love it. And I have a Froghorn Leghorn, which I love. And,
love Froghorn Leghorn.
And he's got the Chicken Hawk with him, so.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that talks?
Yeah.
Oh. But
yeah, I've got that one.
Ah, now this is the page I could buy one of everything.
One of everything. It was all circle. See? Yeah.
We are on circle. For those following along at home, we are on page 32, and it is 32, 33, and it is the Peanuts page. Starting off here on 32, you know, reading Charlie Brown reading a comic, funny page with Woodstock and Snoopy, is great on the Charlie Brown Christmas tree stocking holder with the yellow stocking with the black chevron. What you call that, a chevron? Zigzag.
Yep.
That's Charlie. Yep. Mm-hmm. Charlie Brown style shirt stocking. Just, you know, the thing I like about this page too is whoever was taking the photo decided to put up the paper snowflakes on the wall to kind of give it more of that cute Charlie Brown kind of, you know, DIY do it, you know,
sort of thing.
You know, you have, Woodstock.
The shiny aluminum Christmas tree right up there on the shelf, too. That's all ball and pointy. Like,
Yeah.
The styling of it was spectacular.
Yeah. They did it right. I would want all these. I put the Charlie reading the funnies, jumping rope Sally and Franklin on my wish list, along with two of the Christmas Time Is Here. Hopefully I can grab two of those. One of those, don't tell anybody, will be for my sister. She's a big Peanuts fan as well. So
the one with Snoopy is ice skating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two up there are amazing.
Yeah.
They're, there's pretty much, we pretty much got them all, but the two big ones up in the top. But we might rethink it.
But I must say, the Charlie Brown tree as a stocking hanger, that's a nice touch.
That is amazing.
Good idea.
Yeah, it is. It is really, it is a great idea. And I don't have a Charlie Brown tree yet, and that might be the way to go to get it.
Very good idea.
But yeah, these the past few years with Charlie Brown, with the Peanuts have been, I think, better than ever, you know, with the all tangled up Charlie Brown wrapped in the lights. And then with the drawing table of Charles, Schultz, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. And nice. They just been really, really getting at the heart of what the Peanuts are. And, and really the past few years have been just extra special. They just really, whoever's in charge of doing the Peanuts ornaments for Hallmark has just really hit a great stride over the past couple of years.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's been really great to see.
Yeah. A lot of them have been, at least this year, a lot of them have been designed by the same woman. There are a couple of other designers, but most of them have been by a woman named Tracy Larson.
Mm. Oh, wow. I have to
look at it. And with us feeding our little Peanuts tree, we have a 4-foot Peanuts tree, and there's a lot of Snoopy Peanuts, Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. It grew substantially. Let's just say the train tree outgrew that tree. That went to the Snoopy tree because the Snoopy tree was too small and everything now is just getting bigger.
Yeah. It's 4.5-foot tree and it's got 100 ornaments on it. So yeah, it's just going to get more.
Yeah. All right. We'll get through these last few pages here real quick and got some trains here for you, Doug, and some vehicles. You're
gonna get the three.
Yeah.
The gold one, they always do a commemorative gold one.
Uh-huh.
It's always a special edition. I sometimes pick them up, sometimes a pass.
Yeah.
And our little running around this past weekend, we picked up, I think last year, it's just 75% off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The
gold special one. Yeah. So I don't want to, you know, because there'll be four ornaments there if I'm always obsessed, but mm-hmm. We always get every one.
Yeah. I'll get a couple of these. My two boys are, my oldest boy is really big in the cars, and I think he's always gotten a car ornament every year. He's 19. He just turned 19. He's really looking at this Mach 1 down here. My youngest son, my youngest son, you know, he'll probably be in maybe this Blazer or something. But we always get a couple just because that's what they enjoy.
Yeah, and my oldest son has been collecting the Sky's the Limit series, so he's getting the airplane again this year.
Oh, nice.
Up there on the Bulldog Racer.
Yeah.
And then my youngest does the All-American Truck series.
Okay.
So this year it's that Chevy Blazer.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to be getting those.
Yeah. Yeah, that Chevy Blazer is pretty cool. That might be my favorite of these because it's just kind of retro and nostalgic.
It reminds me of the retro.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Very retro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that little red ball ornament down in the bottom says that the Lionel Train of Ornaments came aboard in 1997. So that's when they started those. But I'm wondering if you go back to page 34, Todd, that ball ornament that is down in the lower right-hand corner underneath the Chevy Corvette.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if that's something that's going to be available.
It's not. Yeah. Those are logos next to each other. Lionel Trains and General Motors.
It's on top of that picture.
Yeah.
Okay. That answered it. Thank you.
Yep. Ready. And then for all our sports fans, bear with me. My computer's kind of slowing down on me here. We got some football and some hockey, and we got The Rock. Got the baseball player from coming soon. So,
That's Shohei Ohtani, pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah,
none of these floated my boat.
Nope.
I mean,
If something's going to have a face on a body, it's got to be something that I can identify with. And I just don't identify with sports figures hanging on my tree.
Yeah. I have a Larry Bird. I grew up a big Larry Bird fan.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And then I have a Albert Pujols from when he played early on.
I knew the Cardinals. You say that.
Yeah. So. back when he was young and really great and winning World Series with the Cardinals all the time. So, my youngest son has a couple of the Kansas City Chiefs and stuff. So we do have them. It's just none of these just interest me terribly.
That's fair.
You know, The Rock's cool. I've been a big wrestling fan my whole life, and see The Rock, it's cool, but I don't want The Rock on my tree.
You know, it was funny. Our grandfather was a Baptist minister, and it was hysterical because he loved wrestling, and he and my grandmother loved roller derby, and they would watch those matches on TV, and it was like, who are these people? I don't know who they are because of all the yelling they would do. Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah. But if I can get this girl to cooperate with me and stay on the right page, there we go.
There we go.
Now we're on the Disney 100th.
Now we're into Disney, which is their little cash cow.
Yeah. I'm not big on any of these. To be honest with
you. Not a fan
though. I just don't.
Mickey on the other page though? That's cute.
Yeah, we did okay the other one, the other page with the little girl.
Yeah.
But we passed.
Yeah. Now, all these, this Mickey one in real life may be okay. He's the only one I have hopes for. Just because of his pose. But I just like the Chewbacca.
But see, the thing is, you can't buy them individually. Right. They're all set.
Yeah. That's the thing. I wouldn't want all these. And I just, for 100, I don't know what they were going for. Were they just going like different decades or, you know?
No, it's their popular ones that they've bunched together, popping them out at $55 a shot. And it's similar to stuff that they're doing at the parks as well. So you'll see some pewter things at the Disney parks as well.
Okay. Yeah, because they're using a lot of silver for the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
So I passed on everything here.
So they pick their highest selling IPs and throw them together, basically.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't use any Steamboat Willie to try to
beat that
public domain thing.
Right.
You know, try to treat him more as a trademark. Because I did notice he was showing up a lot in Funko, and was it Mortimer Mouse that was originally created by Walt Disney?
Yeah,
he started popping up as a Funko Pop too this year, which is curious.
Wow.
You know, so. So, if you haven't followed the Mickey Mouse public domain drama, you should. It is interesting to see what's going to happen with it.
Yeah. So, he'll be 95 this November, and they're going to have to figure that out because,
Yeah. I know they're trying to get him, and it'd just be Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse. It won't be the model.
Yeah, right.
Looking. But it's still, to me, it's the same character. I get it, but you know, it's like the original company that owns the IP still using it. I don't know why they would need to give it up. Got a bunch of Haunted Mansion stuff here, and from
that's my poison. I'll be guilty right now.
We won't get the tree topper, but we'll probably get the other three.
The other three.
Yeah,
but that Mickey Mouse in Peter Pan's flight just is amazing. I love that one.
Yeah I like that it when they do ride. The characters on like the ride, those are always fun.
We've seen the Jungle Cruise boat, we've seen the teacups, we've seen a couple of others. Very nice.
But I like Peter Pan, so
When I saw this piano down here, I had to go back and look. I thought this was the same ornament design as the one that got pulled off the shelves a few years back that played the Song of the South. And I thought maybe they just pulled the guts out and put a different song. It's not, it's different, you know, but that's what I thought at first, is maybe they just pulled the mold and then put a different song in it, but it's not. It's on that one, Mickey was playing like a xylophone or something. And so
I really think the one that's going to be hard to get this year, if you don't get it right away, is going to be that Disney's Electrical Parade.
Oh, yeah, this one here? Yeah.
Yeah. that's going to be
That's going to be a big one for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. That is a very cool. It's got that real like classic nostalgic Disney look, you know, kind of like the
it puts you right in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's definitely a park thing. It's
good. Yeah.
It lights and actually makes noise.
Yeah. Hopefully it lights up nice, because I've seen Hallmark do light stuff and it's not that great, but I'm sure it'll be great.
It needs a power cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I have to get. I didn't get that.
Yeah. I did like the Season of Love. I do like the Mickey Minnie stuff. I'm kind of a sucker for that kind of thing. Yeah. So, but,
we have a few of those.
Yeah. I mean, but those you kind of get, you can kind of get every year something similar.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
But, this is not a Funko Pop that's circled as a precious moment and they need to go away.
But, yeah.
Agree. Yeah, but I did get Tinkerbell and the Swashbuckling Showdown.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, yeah, those we did. Great. Yeah, the Peter Pan one I really liked because I don't think we've ever seen that swashbuckling scene in an ornament before from Hallmark. That was very creative.
Yeah, I like that.
See, I have the Tinkerbell tree, so.
Yeah.
That'll go right on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we finally have some chipmunks on this one, finally. Not hamsters, but some legit real chipmunks.
Chip and Dale. They pretty much almost always have a Chip and Dale.
Yeah,
they do Chip and Dale almost every year.
And yeah, they do. Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. I opted
for the Jafar one. For the past 4 or 5 years, they've done a limited quantity villain. They've done a Ursula, and they've done Hades, but this is one that I also want. I think they did a Chernabog limited edition as well, but Jafar, I don't have a Jafar.
Yeah,
I don't know that they've ever done Jafar for Hallmark. So
I don't remember that. No.
That's a great pose too for him too.
Yeah,
he's only missing Yago.
Yeah, that is true.
I thought we had a Jafar. I'm like, because with the Disney tree, the thing has a bajillion ornaments on it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. If it doesn't, when we put up the tree.
The Disney tree is 7.5 feet tall and has 1,200 ornaments.
Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy.
Wow. That's yeah, so we'll make sure Jafar is on it because.
I do like the Benson and Beaker.
So. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! The Muppets are so us.
Yeah. I wish everybody would get their act together and unify all the Muppets once again under the same company.
I must say, I do like seeing Wart pull the sword from the stone. Though. That's nice.
That is a cool pose, and then the Mickey Christmas Carol is a great one too.
From this year. So, yeah, that was definitely got circled.
Yeah, definitely. So the dancing duo, I feel like I've seen before. I don't know if I'm sure it's new, but I just think I've seen something.
Dopey has been done to death. I mean,
but you know, I didn't want it simply because it's porcelain and it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Beauty and the Beast stuff, which is easily accessible any holiday season.
Yeah, exactly. And
there isn't anything really new looking in Beauty and the Beast.
Right, right. So I do like how Cinderella does have the little mice.
That's the only reason I got it because I love Jacques and Gus.
Yeah.
I just love those little characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
I may just keep Cinderella boxed away and just put
I get it.
Well, I'm not a Cinderella girl.
That's fair.
We all have our things.
Yeah. Yep.
And we have more Disney. This is Not quite classic.
I mean, they're all amazing. There's everybody loves Tangled. It's you know, very big and love Pixar and
I did order the We Don't Talk About Bruno for my grandson.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He loves that song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. We limited the number of ornaments on this page too, just because we already have a lot of these characters in ornaments. So we thought, let's just say no this time.
Yeah. I do like the Princess and Frogs. Neat. I don't know.
So we're definitely getting that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I liked the Pizza Planet until I realized it had the claw and the alien attached. I just wanted the sign, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted the Pizza Planet sign. And but
there's something about logos that they're underrepresented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just get it and cut the alien off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do a YouTube video on how to modify your Pizza Planet ornament into a logo. Only,
you know. Yep. You know, this ornament would be definitely a 50% off.
Yeah.
So this is one of those I could almost guarantee you, because you got to have a cult following of people to it. So this is after Christmas, and then you can manipulate it. Or if you're lucky, you can find it 75% off. Then you don't feel guilty, you know, destroying the ornament.
Right.
You know, I have to say I like the way Flick looks on this page, but
I do too. I mean, to be honest,
that movie kind of freaked me out a little bit. The bugs, a bug's life.
All the bugs.
Yeah.
I loved The Bug's Life. I thought it was amazing. I remember big deal vividly when it came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And then, Barbie doll. So
no, thank you.
Oh, I could.
That was a big old no for us.
That was a big.
Yeah.
There are.
I mean, of all of them, I do have to say, if I had to get one, it would be Barbie's best friend Midge, because that's the classic doll in the classic box.
Yeah,
it's similar to a G.I. Joe ornament that they did several years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, a few Christmases ago, I was at a store and I saw the holiday Barbie, the doll for sale for the year. And then I thought for a split second, I thought, do I need to start collecting all those, you know, for every Christmas? And I was like,
you're going to get you an electric zapper.
And I'm like, no.
Overwhelmed with Barbie.
Yeah. I'm like, no, probably not. Because then I'd want to get each version for that year, you know, that way. So I figured I better stay away. I mean, Barbie's got a good cool retro feel, but believe it or not, I'm not that into Barbie. It was just a fleeting. It was just a fleeting moment of.
Now into pop culture toys.
Oh yeah, let me head back. Yeah, I gotta go back a page. You gotta.
There we go.
Forgive me, for my computer is starting. I'm starting to beach ball. I'm really starting to beach ball here on my Mac. So hopefully it'll hold up on me. That's why it's going from page to page here, and it went back two pages. So we might have to be wrapping this part of the episode up, unfortunately. And let's give it a second here, but.
Yeah, it's you get that little beach ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great one.
Oh, well.
This is pages 48 and 49.
Yeah.
This is definitely childhood.
But, all right. I think we got it now. But yeah, no, it's going to switch again. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with it.
You get Barbie, Todd.
Yeah, it just keeps going back to Barbie. I guess it knows something. So. Let's see if it stays here. Hopefully it stays. Let's see. I don't know what its problem is. Yeah, I don't know what its problem is.
You know,
I guess we'll just
move here. Let's just keep it here because it does not want us to go.
No, it don't want us. There wasn't much on that other page anyway.
No, it was just Fisher Price and Uno, which was really good. And you know, your typical little toys.
So now pages 50 and 51.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is and more. Me, there's not much here for me.
No, me neither.
Me neither. Gingerbread lady Lego is kind of cool, but I have a feeling it's going to be small, pretty small.
Yeah, it needs to be small.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's not a lot for me. The Dr. Seuss books are kind of cool, but not enough for me to just really want to.
Have to get, you know.
There's no money in the Blue Banana Man, you know.
I know, right?
So, I guess that's a Fortnite character. So, but I guess, you know, I guess kids are into that and things, but.
Yeah.
And then I think we just kind of get into gaming stuff after this one.
A lot of gaming,
a lot of Star Trek stuff.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Star Trek, yeah. Star Wars.
Yeah. And
Harry Potter.
And all that stuff has such a big following, you know, that you
just do a big following, but I'm not that audience.
No, me neither. I'm not that audience either. I did a few years back when they did the Lego Darth Vader with the ugly Christmas sweater. I did like that and wish they would kind of do more stuff. You know, Doctor Who. They even have Battlestar Galactica.
I mean, yeah, they have every
bunch of Harry Potter, you know, which in fact, the first time I ever seen anything Harry Potter back in the mid-90s was at a Hallmark store. I had no idea what it was, you know, and the books had, I guess the first book had just come out and they had some little, you know, figures or whatever. Here on the Marvel stuff, I want it to like this Avengers comic. So I love Marvel comics and have since I was a kid. I want it to like this. It's like first issue of the Avengers, but I just don't like it.
Wait to see it in person.
Yeah, I'm going to see it in person. That's the thing. You got to see it in person. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm like, it looks cheap. And I don't know. I was not feeling it. And, you know, DC is very popular for some. And then you got your Funko up there, Batman and Robin. And, you know, this is for certain people. And definitely no.
You have two Guardians of the Galaxies here with Groot and Rocket. The new Guardians movie comes out. May.
It's gonna be very popular.
And rumor has it one of these two characters will not make it to the end of the movie. Loki's got his series, season 2 comes out, I think, in June.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why these were chosen. You know, Groot and Rocket, or Groot especially, you know, they're cash kings for all the merchandising. Still doesn't beat Spider-Man. Spider-Man outsells every comic book character from any book 90-1. So
it's crazy. Wow. Yeah. I think it beats
everything.
It beats Superman because it was Spider-Man, Superman.
Yeah.
But the number one character of all will always be Spider-Man.
Yeah. He sells way better than anybody else. I do kind of like
he's
this.
Even bigger than Batman.
Yeah, I do like this Shazam. I may grab this one if I get it 50% off because that first Shazam movie was pretty decent and it was a Christmas movie. So, you know,
I really want to check that movie out sometime.
Right.
Yeah, the first one is a decent movie. Wouldn't say it'd be the best thing you ever saw. It is decent. It is a Christmas movie. I haven't seen the second one, but I heard it's trash. But. The studio kind of gave up on it because they're revamping all the DC stuff, so it kind of got the axe.
Is Roy still with us? I hope so, because this next page is what he's been waiting for.
Page 60, 60 and 61.
Yeah. 60
and 61.
Yeah. There you go, Roy. We have some Ted.
Hey, Roy Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah. And I like these. But I probably won't. I haven't seen any Ted Lasso yet. I've heard it's good. I just haven't had time to watch it. We don't watch a lot of series TV anymore. I am a big Office fan.
It is a really well done show.
Yeah. I am a big Office fan. But I doubt I'll get these. I ended up getting, I think it was a few years back, maybe a Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation, something similar to this. And I wasn't happy with it at all because it kind of looked like him, but didn't really look like him. And then it was like some generic guy saying the lines, and it wasn't actually his voice from the movie.
Yeah.
So these I'll need to see and hear.
Because I just look really creepy.
I just think of The Office, and all I think of is a stapler inside a Jello mold. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had the Golden Girls last year.
Yeah.
And I think it was so. Yeah, or it was Rose.
Yeah.
And she looked horrible.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to wait and see unless it like look good or it's really popular, get it to 75%.
But yeah, this one's got Ted Lasso, David Rose, and the dude from The Big Lebowski.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So these are definitely going to be 50%
None of them on our list.
Yeah.
No.
The dude seems like he's out of nowhere. You know, it's like. Yeah.
The photograph of it was
Morpheus seems like he's out of nowhere. I mean, the Matrix movie came out last Christmas time and it was kind of a flop, so
but you have to remember these ornaments are usually like 2 or 3 years out in production.
That is true. I'm sure they were anticipating it to be a monster hit. Kind of thing. So, I'm surprised we haven't seen any. Has there been any John Wick ornaments yet?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't seen any of those.
And then we get to the miniatures here.
Yeah. Miniatures.
Going back
1988.
Yeah. These miniatures are great. I'd have to check out that Clark Griswold. I probably won't get an officially licensed miniatures. Of course, the Snoopies. Will always be solid. Stupid. Now, is this the first year in these Mickey Mouses in miniatures like this? I know they sold them.
Miniature, yes.
Yeah,
we're getting them. They're circled, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We already have
good. We have our mouse head tree here in our studio, and that one has like 400 or 500 ornaments on it. So,
Cool. I do like the cuties.
The cutie is cute.
Yeah. I played the airplane as a kid. Mm-hmm.
I got almost all of these. I didn't get Friends. I didn't get the Mouse Heads. And I didn't get Radiator Springs, but I did get the others.
Yeah.
Oh, Radiator Springs.
And the Fun Jet is just a miniature version of a larger Fun Jet that they did a few years back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they did the same thing. Well, here's a Chatty, the Chatterphone.
Yeah.
In a miniature.
They did the same thing with that. They have the large one, like they've got right, the regular size, and then they did a miniature.
Yeah.
The following year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Continuing on in the miniatures, they have the Spider-Verse or Spider-Man and the Miles Morales Spider-Man. But I don't really see there's not much on this page that gets me. I know you guys got the cake.
We got the cake.
Yeah.
And that cat, the book, like Sidious.
Yeah, the cake picture does not look great, but the ornament itself, once you get it, it looks great in person.
It's a shiny gold.
Ah. Yeah, see, that
it's really gold.
Yeah, that doesn't come across on this.
Doesn't come across at all. No, but it is metallic, a shiny metallic gold.
So, yep.
Doug, you doing the mini trains?
We had a few when they did them in the past. Now, and it's been the past 15 years.
The reason why I pass on them is because the wheels no longer spin. Ah. But they're charging the same amount of money, if not more, for a cheaper product. So I decided I'm not going to do that.
They actually look cheap.
They also used to be a die-cast metal. Now they're just plastic.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And it just is an outline. It's a solid mold. And they look super cheap.
Yeah.
But you go to the original one when they miniaturized the Lionel, they were die cast. The wheels are very beautifully detailed. Now we looked at them and they were just like this one blob of mold or resin. And we're like, no way. This doesn't look good.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see if I can. Looks like I'm going to have my computer act up again on me on a page I really want to look at. So let's see.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. And then yeah, more miniatures. This page of miniatures is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cozy critter, this bobblehead Santa. The waffle maker is my favorite.
Waffle maker.
This is one I talked about with that mixer. I said, you know, they had the mixer in miniature, then a bigger mixer this year in the ornament. So I'm hoping we'll see something similar to this waffle maker in a bigger size too.
They were talking about that on their Facebook live show that they did earlier this week, that the designer was saying he's looking at doing a larger one for the future.
Oh yeah. That'd be fantastic. This little truck is great.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these on here are cool. On page 66. I'd be happy with all of these, you know, and
I have to say, I did start that gold ornament up on the right on 67 that says 1988 keepsake ornaments introduced the industry's first complete line of miniature ornaments. And that's when I first started collecting them, was in 88. So I have them all the way back to then.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. And let's see what we have here on the, I think we're about to wrap up the dream book.
Yeah.
And the Halloween.
Halloween, and that's it.
Yeah, just Halloween. Well, guys, I'm going to have to call it on the Halloween because this is Christmas clatter. And that's a not so brief run through of the book. What's your guys' overall thoughts on the book?
I think it's a solid book. Saw a selection of ornaments this year. It's pretty much like they've done in the past. I was hoping that they'd be more 50th centric, being that it's the 50th anniversary. I was hoping for more, some more ornaments, repeats from the past, maybe with a different color or something. But
they,
you know,
They did some.
They did a couple, but I was kind of hoping for maybe some from. Maybe like one ornament from every decade.
Yeah. Ben, Cherry, what was your thoughts of it?
I kind of felt the same way Arnie did. I was a little underwhelmed with the lack of 50th commemorative stuff.
But you have to remember, though, that they're playing to a broad audience, not just the extreme collector like us. So they have to make sure that they're making just enough to satisfy a lot of different people and a lot of different factions. Yeah. So,
but Sam with Arnie, I would have liked to have seen one that they pulled in from every decade.
Yeah, that I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah.
Because I think even if they had incorporated it into a set, I probably
would. All right, let me ask you guys the tough question now. Before we let our podcast audience go, if you could only buy one from this dream book, which would it be?
That's easy for me. Disney's Electrical Parade.
Oh, okay.
You know, that was my choice too. And the only reason is because I have fond memories of when my daughter was young. She was the only grandchild our dad ever knew. She was 5 when he passed away. And just a few months prior to his death, he had taken Megan and me to Disneyland. So even now as an adult, she's almost 40, and she will still cry like a baby every time she sees the parade.
Oh, wow.
Just because she's got fond memories of her grandpa.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's the one I would get this year.
For me, my ornament selection was the 50 Sweet Years, which I managed to snag.
Oh, already. Nice.
So I went ahead and got that. But the reason why I did that was because this is the one that represents 50 years of Hallmark. So I thought That's the one for me.
That's the one. Absolutely. How about you?
And Dave? Everybody was going to say Disneyland or Disney. Mine is the Seasons Treaty Inn's 15th anniversary, and it's a train.
Yeah.
I love that series, and I can't believe they made 15 ornaments. And it was a tie to the angel, the retro angel that goes with the reindeer and Santa. Right. But I really do have to say it's because it's a train, it's Seasons Greetings. I like baking. It's a train. I mean, it's just that's the one that's my coveted one.
It hits a lot of marks with Doug.
Yeah.
It really, I mean, the retro one was getting there, and but it's like, nope, it's this one. And I'm like, I love the Disney one. I know everybody's going to say Electrical Parade for everything, but it sees its treats. I am really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well,
and for Todd, me, what about you?
For me, it would be the Young Santa, because I started that from number one. And so I'm just thinking there may be others in this book that I like better, but for me, I would rather have a whole series of collection in order with no skips, because at the end of that run, I'd be so much happier with that than any other individual ornament. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for staying on here with me for so long to go through this book. I know you guys have put in your hours on Prepper Tree Villa. Everybody go subscribe, to Pepper Tree on YouTube. Links are in the description and show notes. And for those just listening to the podcast, you should come to the live streams, because when I end this podcast, we're going to stay live for just a little bit longer, and we're going to do a little show and tell of what ornament that we have owned the longest. And so we'll talk about that for a little bit. But it's live stream only, as kind of a thank you for all the wonderful people that's been pouring in their comments and thoughts and feelings into the chat. And I appreciate that so much from them. And I appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast and here on Christmas Clatter. I'll be doing an unboxing on YouTube when I get my keepsake ornament box. If you don't get a chance to see that, I will see you Christmas in July for another season of Christmas Clatter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.